Welcome to Queen City Spotlight, where we showcase Vermont's rich business community and expand our professional networks. In each episode, we have candid conversations with our guests about the work they do, why they do it, and what they wish they'd known when they first got started. Today, on our inaugural episode of Queen City Spotlight, we have a fun conversation with Amanda Grant of North Road Productions about how video marketing helps business. We talk about her three steps to create video content that speaks to your audience, as well as how to think about video marketing strategy. You may want to take notes on this one. It is chock full of tips for video marketing for business. Let's get into it. Well, welcome, Amanda. Welcome to the show. It's so lovely to have you here. You are an amazing videographer, and I'm really excited to have this conversation with you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. This
Absolutely.
Is a treat.
Absolutely. Yeah. So why do you do the work that you do?
Oh, gosh. Wow. I love the creative element of it. I really enjoy the way that I can use video as a tool and help people grow their businesses with video. I think a lot of people, especially small businesses and medium businesses, they kind of struggle to see where video fits in for them. And I think we all have an appreciation of where video helped. And we're watching video all the time. And we have our phones in our pockets all the time. And we're always seeing video content. But it's harder to make that connection about how we can use it for our own businesses. So I really enjoy that process of helping people figure out a strategy for it. And then when they finally see the finished product, and they're really excited about how they can use it and the ways they can leverage it in their business. So that's the part that really gets me excited, when people start seeing the results for themselves and sort of putting it together, putting the pieces together about how they're going to use video for themselves.
I love that. I think the video is such a powerful tool. I know that when I look at videos, I just feel overwhelmed when I think about actually creating them.
Yeah.
So what do you feel like is your favorite part of the process?
Actually, my favorite part of the process doesn't really have to do with video. It's the strategy part of it. There's a point when someone really understands the sort of the spark, when they really start to make the connection with how a video can be used in their business. There are times where people, they know that they want video and they're just kind of not sure about how they're going to be able to get there, or do they have enough time, or do they have enough, you know, like they're not
or
sure.
What should they talk about?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But making that connection between it, they're like, yes, I know I need video. I know video is super important for my marketing, but what videos do I create? How am I going to use them? What kind of results can I expect, and things like that? So when I'm talking to people, I tell them that you always want to know what your video is going to be used for. So it doesn't matter whether you are putting it on social media or whether you're putting it on your website, you know how it's going to be used for you. And that way you're going to see a value right away. If you have to wait to see a value for it, it's harder to kind of keep up the momentum with that. So I really like helping people see beyond what their first impression is of video, because I've had people say to me like, oh, what do? You're a video producer, so you film events and things like that. I'm like, well, yeah, but there's other things and there's other ways you can use video too. So helping them discover that for themselves. And then I kind of see that spark, like the spark is the exciting thing where they start to come up with their own ideas. And sometimes when I'm talking with people, they start coming up with so many ideas, it's sort of like we go completely in a different direction than they originally thought. But they have more enthusiasm about it. Like they're more excited about doing the project because they're seeing all of the different ways that video can be used. And they're kind of excited for that creative process of it. So for me, it's helping people get to that point of the spark where they're really discovering it for themselves. And they're sort of seeing, putting those pieces together. And they're getting excited about the creative process. And that helps me too, because if people have a better understanding about how they want to use the video, it's going to really help me put that together in the story and the editing and sort of understanding their pacing and the way that they want to display themselves for their potential customers and things like that.
Well, I think that also, like, in having seen some of your videos, like, I know you're an amazing storyteller through that video. Yeah. And it also feels like what you're talking about is, like, you give people clarity as to how to tell that story, right? Like, I know that for myself, it's as a small business owner, often it's hard for me to see what my genius is, right? Mm-hmm. And it's easier when somebody else is like, oh, you do that. That's amazing. Like, yeah. this is how you can pull that strategy out. And this is how you can showcase that genius. And this is how other people will see it and resonate with it. And I just think, like, having an outside person like you being able to give that clarity and give that that overview is really powerful.
Yeah. And that's something I do tell them. I say to them, I'm a partner with you on this.
Yeah.
I also can represent your customer or client because I am an outside party. I've never, you know, I might know a little bit about what you do, but I don't know the details of it until we're really getting into it. And so when I ask people to clarify for me a certain point of their services or their products, it really helps them to define that so that they understand who they're speaking to. Because if I understand it, I will be able to help them communicate it. I think about it this way too. I have a video production business, but other people's businesses are the business. My business is other people's business because I have to show them in the way that's authentic for them and the way that's genuine for them. It's not what I want to make. It's what the person needs for whatever it is they're trying to accomplish with video for their goals. And especially because I believe in the power of video, of being a representative of yourself when you're not actually talking with someone one-on-one. I need to make sure that I'm producing a video that's authentic to the person that I'm helping, because that's going to be them out in the world communicating what they do. And then making sure that story gets told well, that it connects with the audience. Because I truly believe that video is a way that people are most connected. Like for people listening to the podcast now, there's a video version on the Kings and Queens of Queen City podcast on YouTube channel. So you get the chance to see us talking as well and hear us. So for me, it's like that additional amount of connection. So you can hear me on this podcast, but if you want to be able to see me as well and see what I look like and sort of get more of an understanding of, you know, you'll be able to see me in public if you can see my face in a video. So I feel like I want to be able to do that for other people, make them recognizable, make them connect with their audience in an authentic way to them without having to always do that one-on-one work. So you can have video doing the work for you too.
I love that because you are able to talk to a lot more people through a video than you can necessarily meet X number of people in a day, or unless you're doing speaking events where you're speaking with hundreds of people at a time.
Right.
That's not always feasible.
Exactly.
Right. And also, I just want to shout out that if you want to see Amanda's amazing video production skills, that is watching this podcast on YouTube.
Apparently, I'm a podcast producer now, so this is exciting. If you're watching this right now, I've succeeded and it's out there and you can watch it. So that's one of the other services I now have. But yeah, that's a really good point because I tell people, because I am a small business owner and a lot of the people I work with are small business owners. And that's part of the reason I'm doing what I do, because I want them to have access, the same access to video that big companies do.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that big companies have a value in video. If you just take a look at the Super Bowl
coming commercials,
up. Commercials, millions of dollars have spent on a small amount of time. And there's a lot of power in that small amount of time. And I think every business should have access to that same amount of power and the same amount of being seen in their communities. So that's something I like to be able to provide for people, especially small business owners. There's a lot of solopreneurs, especially women too. And you are the business. It's you. It's your personality. It's what you bring out when you're talking with people. And to be able to share that in a wider audience is only going to serve you better and help you connect with the target audience you're trying to reach.
Absolutely. And I did want to name something else that I've witnessed in your videos, which is like there's always a feeling sense, right? Like I think you're really good at helping people produce a video that will make their ideal client or customer or audience feel a way that that person wants their audience to feel. Right. And I think that's the beauty of what video can do, is that so often we don't associate that I'm feeling a certain way with this particular Bud Light commercial or someone's live Instagram or someone's reel on, you know, TikTok, whatever.
Yeah.
But we're feeling something. That's why we choose to follow people. And you're really, really good at pulling that out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I try to use all of the tools in the arsenal, which are, you know, besides the story of the person, whoever's in the video, the story that they're telling, there's other elements too, like just the music that you decide to have, the pacing that you decide to have of the video. And that's all going to be very unique to each person. Not every video should be the same pacing. You obviously, if you have a dance company, it's going to be very different than if you have a construction company or, you know, so there's
a different audience and different audience, everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think also too, like, so I mentioned the spark earlier. So the other thing that there's sort of like a three steps I think of. And the first is that spark. And it's, you want to connect with how video can be used in your business and how it resonates for you. The second way is the strategy. So what does that look like? Like, what is your target audience? Who are you trying to reach? At what level of engagement? Are you trying to make people aware of where you are? Are people aware of who you are, but you're trying to communicate more of what you do or more of the complexities of what you do if you have a complex service or a product? And then also it's like after that is all decided, that's when we actually get the recording of the footage. So that's when we shoot. So I think of it as like the spark and we get the strategy and then we do the shooting. And then the thing that I really love is like once you connect with sort of identifying these things about video, you will go into commercials and you'll see different things and you'll say like, oh, I see what they're doing there, that pacing of that music. And you know, you automatically, if it's like a slower pace or if it's something more emotional, you'll see them, you'll pay more attention to the music that they've used and you'll pay more attention to what they're showing you or maybe what kind of lighting is used and things like that. So it's kind of a cool way of seeing things. You get to see things in a different way. And the more that you're able to kind of come up with those ideas for yourself, it won't feel so much as like, how am I going to make time for this? How am I going to find budget for this? It'll be more of an engagement in your whole marketing plan, basically.
Yeah. And so I just see it as such a great investment in someone's marketing and yes, all of that. So tell us how someone would start to work with you, or what would be someone's next step if they were like, oh my God, I need to talk to Amanda about like getting some video stuff for my business.
Absolutely. Well, I love to talk to people about video. So you can just feel free to reach out to me, even if you don't know what you want to do and you're looking for that spark and you're looking to figure out that spark. I'm happy to talk to people to get them started and certainly have the conversation. I can be found on my website at northroadproductions.com and I have a booking page so you can see my schedule right there and book right online. Or if you'd like to just email me and we'll just start chatting, happy to do remote meetings, in person, whatever people like. I'm excited about video and I like to spread the word about video. So if you're interested in talking about video and you just have questions, I'm happy to talk to people.
I love it because you're so educational too. Like, let's just have a conversation. Like, yeah. I just want to share my knowledge and my passion for it, which is so powerful.
Yeah. If I can, I mean, I think what I've noticed most when I talk to clients or, new clients, they're like, they think to themselves, video. Yes, I want video. I just don't know what I'm supposed to do next.
Or where to start. Yeah.
Where do I start? What, what's involved and all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, people have questions like, I'm nervous on camera. I don't know what, there's lots of different concerns about being on camera, how you're going to look, things like that. And those are the kinds of things that we can talk through. And there are strategies for doing video. People will ask me, do I have to be in the video? Mm. And I typically say yes, but I also say there's ways to get around it. So depending on your particular situation. So if people are interested in doing video on their own and they just want to kind of upgrade their quality, I can certainly help with that as well. So there's a lot of options out there.
I love that.
Yeah.
So again, if you're interested in speaking with Amanda or just, asking questions, getting some help on where to get started, northroadproductions.com, which is also in the show notes. And please, please reach out to her there. And Amanda, thank you so much for being on the show today. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Celeste. Yeah. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate it. Thanks for teaming up with me on this thing.
Absolutely. Thank you for teaming up with me.
More podcasts to come in the future.
I know. And Amanda's going to be in the background, but she will be here. Now you know who's running this show.
This is different for me to be in front of the camera,
I know.
Thanks
well,
so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to Queen City Spotlight. If you liked this episode, please leave us a review, share with your friends, and tune in again next time.